This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Nearly 316,000 have died around the world from COVID-19, and there are now nearly 4.8 million confirmed infections. The hardest hit country is the United States, where approximately 1.5 million confirmed infections have led to nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths. The World Health Organization Assembly is being held virtually for the first time ever due to the coronavirus pandemic. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response would be launched as soon as possible, and China backed such a review. China's president told the assembly today China supports a comprehensive evaluation of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after it has been brought under control. WHO Secretary General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the assembly is one of the most important since the organization's founding in 1948. Russia's prime minister said Monday growth of new COVID-19 cases has been stopped in Russia. He told a government meeting, "The situation in regard to the spread of the virus remains difficult, but contends the country has put a stop to the growth of infections." Russia has recorded the world's largest number of infections after the United States. Greeks flocked to the seaside when more than 500 beaches reopened, and thousands returned to church Sunday as a ban on mass gatherings eased after weeks of being indoors. Honduras Sunday extended its blanket curfew for a week. The curfew, first imposed in mid-March, has been extended 8 times as the government attempts to avoid overwhelming the health system. For more on these stories or any of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. biotech firm Moderna reported positive interim results on Monday in the first clinical test of its vaccine against the new coronavirus. The vaccine, performed on 45 volunteers, appeared to produce an immune response in 8 people who received it. This response is of the same magnitude as that observed in people convalescing from the virus, the company said. The complete results of the phase 1 test, the first in the development of a vaccine, were not yet known. The head of the European Union's Medicines Agency said an initial authorization for U.S. pharmaceutical company Gilead's remdesivir as a COVID-19 treatment could be granted in coming days. Amid signs former President Barack Obama is going to get more active during campaign season, President Trump is lashing out. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In 2 weekend online addresses to college and high school graduates,